Yesterday at Churchill Downs, believe you can, a 3-year-old filled a proud citizen, bred by Burton C. Jones, won the grade $1 million Kentucky Oaks and Silver Max, a 3-year-old Cobra Badge of Silver bred by Steve Snowden, Seth Lauffer, and Will Lauffer, won the grade $200,000 American Turf Stakes. Proud citizen, the hottest sire in North America, was also the sire of Went the Day Well, who goes postal today in the Kentucky Derby. And Believe You Can is his second Kentucky Oaks winner, having been preceded by the Eclipse Award winner, Proud Spell. Silver Max went into the American Turf off a victory in the Grade 3 Transylvania at Keeneland. Badger Silver is also the sire of the 2012 Stakes winner, Silver Medallion, winner of the Grade 3 Fort Lauderdale Stakes at Gulfstream. And Sparkling Style, winner last Saturday of the Warren's Thoroughbred Stakes out at Hollywood Park. Classic sire, Proud Citizen, a Grade 2 Stakes winner by Gone West, also ran second in the Kentucky Derby and third in the Preakness. Badger Silver is a multiple graded stakes winner and millionaire by Silver Deputy, and both Proud Citizen and Badger Silver stand at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. Watch for yearlings by the Airdrie Stallions at the major auctions. Check the website at airdriestud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis, the horse capital of the world, bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursula Ellis.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's a cloudy day here at the Thoroughbred Center, but I understand it. It's a sunny day at Churchill Downs.
Yes,
right now.
Yes, sun came out about 20 minutes, half hour ago. It's gorgeous, they said, and they squeezed the heck out of that track. It's probably a couple feet lower. But they're getting the water out, and they think it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Although they've got post time for first race is 10:30.
Uh-huh.
So I guess they'll...
10:30, hey. They're in the paddock now. Almost.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So pretty, you know, it's supposed to no rain unless some afternoon shower pops up.
Goodbye.
Dutcher's leaving.
Dutcher's leaving. Dutcher
is leaving the building.
Matt Howard and his son, Dutcher.
Who's how old now?
He won't be two until November. That's a kid.
Before he leaves, everybody has to do the, what do you call it, the fist thing?
Gives him knuckles.
Knuckles. So he knuckles around everybody, and then he gets this huge,
wonderful What's Mort
wonderful
doing
smile.
Over there? What are you doing, Mort?
Paying his bills.
Nothing? Oh, okay. Well, you're welcome. All right, well, what we're going to do today, I'm just in the middle of getting over a bad cold. What do you got, two eggs over there?
Yes, my breakfast.
Oh, I hope you cooked them. Were they hard?
Well, of course I cooked them. Good God.
I don't know.
Give me a little credit, for heaven's sakes.
Anyway.
I'm going to crack the shell on your forehead if you don't behave yourself.
All right.
How you feel?
Oh, I'm middling.
Good.
I'm recovering.
Yeah. Better than yesterday
As
and
my
the day
dad,
before.
My dad used to say, eats, sleeps, walks, and talks almost human.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, I'm going to spare you all me trying to interview somebody today. I'm not sure I could talk my way through it, so I pulled a lazy way out. I pulled the race calls on about 12 or 13 old Kentucky Derbies, starting with War Admiral back in 1937. And I didn't know you could even get those things. And so Steve Moody called me several weeks ago and said, you ought to do that, Ursel. And thank you, Steve. I do appreciate that. It'll help me get through this show. Let's see, at about 2 minutes and 3-4 seconds for each one.
That's right.
And if I do 13 of them, well, that'll carry me right there.
Yeah, that will.
Yeah, I've
got you last till the second hour.
If I last till the second hour. Well, Dr. Doug Byers and Michael Blowen are coming in. They'll help me out, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And
Michael's good for...
Don Combs, did Don leave? Don was waiting around to see Doc. He's got a sick foal he wanted to talk to him about.
He's sitting down in his car with the dog reading the racing form.
Oh, okay. Well, good for him. And anyway, of course, Don's our resident Kentucky Derby trainer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're having a tour. Some a real nice couple bought a tour of here and old friends and a lunch. And Don is going to be part of our tour to meet these nice people. They're real sweet.
Here comes a young lady running up here. What's she going to do?
What?
Oh, she's talking to Mort. Okay.
Oh, okay. Running up like something was working.
Yeah, I thought something was important. Maybe somebody wanted to work.
Well, maybe it was important.
We didn't have a whole lot of workers today.
I imagine.
Maybe 15. How many do we have over here, Holly?
She's counting.
I wasn't here out Friday and Thursday because...
19.
Yeah.
Well, the last four out of the gate.
Yeah, four out of the gate.
What'd you label it, sloppy or muddy?
Sloppy. There's water standing on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what else are we going to do besides some of those derbies, War Admiral Whirlaway, Count Fleet, Assault, and some of those we're going to do? Threw Jet Pilot in because that was my first derby. Of course, Doug will be here, and so will Michael. We're going to get a hold of Steve Moody and let him give us the derby winner. Jackie's announcements. Have you picked your derby horse yet, Jackie?
I like Michael Matz.
Oh, okay.
But your horse, the one that you picked.
Yeah.
That Giant's Causeway horse, he's 10-1.
Yeah, that's the reason I like him.
Well, and not only that, Gemologist, who's got so many people are picking, is 9-1 so far at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Creative Cause is the horse that I ended up with. You know, he was one of the best colts on the West Coast, and I thought the West Coast horses stood out.
Yeah.
Burmeister and
Well, I'm telling you what, yesterday with Brereton C. Jones, editor, stud, your key to racing profit, winning the Oaks.
Oh, that
was wonderful. You know, one part of it that's so wonderful is he pulled his derby horse out to run in where Peter Pan or
You're
something.
Going up to New York running to Peter Pan.
Peter Pan and avoid the 20 horse charge. And
well, he thought he had it. You know, as Ed Burry was in here last Saturday, and he said, you know, we've got to run this like a business. We've got a big nut to crack. And I'm going up where, you know, he didn't say at that time, I'm going to let my trainer decide it. But
yeah, well,
we're leaning toward going toward the Peter Pan where we think we'll have a real good chance of winning.
Yeah. Well, with that done, Larry Jones didn't have a derby horse. Turn around and won the Oaks. Now, isn't that great?
Yeah. That's the second Oaks winning for Burr, you know.
Yeah.
The one with,
well, we were just
both
yelling,
of them by the same
on.
Horse, Proud Citizen.
Yeah. He had a Proud Citizen hat on that day. I would have Proud Citizen Jim Jams and everything else.
Well, it took me not only because Burr is one of the he's a fine man and a good person, and it is business. They lost Indian Charlie last summer. And, you know, this is a horse that commanded a big stud fee, and they would breed 100 outside mares to him, you know.
Yeah.
And, boy, that when you lose a stud like that, you know, that really hurts.
Yeah.
And winning $1 million pot, you know, with a $600,000 to the winner, that'll help.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And not only that, you know, he still owns a filly, and gee whiz, couldn't
happen. Wonderful.
In my book, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Yeah.
So, a nicer farm to be associated with, and that the Neardry stud. So, anyway, we're sitting here bullying about, I'll tell you what I need to do before I run out of steam, is give you this month's winners. How many winners have we had this month now already? From the train here at the Thoroughbred Center. I shouldn't have counted. Oh, that's April. That's the reason. We've had 14 winners already this month. And today's just the 5th. So just 4 days of racing, we've already had 14 winners out of here.
That's great.
And we ended up with 41 winners in the month of April, and what was the last show that we did? The 27th? Well, since that time, Dan Pitts, Maria Pinzon, Ted Lucas, Eduardo Caramori, Kervin Smith, Kellen Gorder, Karen Vecchio, Sherman Mitchell, Kellen Gorder again, Oscar Modica, Kellen Gorder again, and the last three winners were all saddled by Eduardo Caramori, and Eduardo Caramori. So that's 9 winners this month. Eduardo's knocking them dead, so that's really good. And Kellen's having a good month, too. In fact, he had ran second in the stakes down at Churchill yesterday. So, you, Jackie, here you are over there coughing and everything. What'd you do, the inhale part of that egg? You're not supposed to eat the shell, you know.
I did.
You don't eat the shell? Okay.
You're supposed to put the shell, supposed to put the shell in the garden.
In the garden? Okay. Well, last Sunday, Woodbine, the $150,000 Fury Stakes was won by Northern Passion. That's a four-year-old filly. From the first crop by First Samurai, Northern Passion won the Grade 3 Natalma Stakes last year. And in the first start of 2012, she was beaten just three-quarters of a length in the Florida Oaks. She has earned over $336,000. Earlier this year, Hakama, a 3-0 colt by First Samurai, overcame traffic problems to finish the fast-closing third in the Grade 3 Illinois Derby, and Swift Warrior was placed in the Grade 3 Tampa Bay Derby. Now, Swift Warrior won the Rushaway Stakes and placed in the Grade 3 Tropical Park Derby last year. Other superior runners by First Samurai include Justin Phillip, winner of Belmont's Grade 2 Woody Staven Stakes, placed in three other graded stakes, including the Grade 1 King's Bishop. Let Me Go, winner of the Grade 3 Sky Laville at Saratoga, and Trubb's winner of stakes at the Fairgrounds in Louisiana Downs. The First Samurai is a Grade 1 stakes winner by Giant's Causeway, and he stands for $15,000 doing the full stanza nurses at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams. See the website, claibornefarm.com.
Sally Van Services have been in business for more than 60 years, and during that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack were entrusted to their care. And they've learned a lot along the way. It's pretty obvious that their vehicles and equipment are in tip-top condition. But the single most important safety factor is the ability and experience of the person behind the wheel. They're extremely proud of their drivers at Sally Van Service. They're experienced drivers and experienced horsemen, and that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way, and that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Well, good luck today to Dunn Talking, winner of the Grade 3 $500,000 Illinois Derby. Dunn Talking scheduled to go postward in the Kentucky Derby. Today, of course, Dunn Talking is one of six 2012 stakes winners by Broken Vow. 3-1 stakes in April. Dunn Talking, Lonesome Street, who won the Grade 2 Commonwealth at Keeneland. And Good Deed, the prima donna, winner of the Prima Donna Stakes at Oaklawn. Year after year, Broken Vow sends top flight runners to the races. He was a sire of 23 stakes horses last year. Broken Vow stands for $25,000 live foley Pin Oak Stud. Home also of Bob and John, Cowboy Cal, and Sky Classic. Bob and John is a sire of 30 first crop winners, including a stakes winner and a stakes placed runner. Greatest stakes winner by Seeking the Goal, he stands for 7,500 live foal. Cowboy Cal's first foals are yearling superb individuals. He won five graded stakes and earned over $1 million and is by champion sire Giant's Causeway. He also stands for 7,500 live foal. Sky Classic earned an Eclipse Award, earned over $3,330,000, and he's sired 59 stakes winners and more than 100 stakes horses. Sky Classic, 10,000 live foal. Inquiries at Clifford Berry or Nancy Stevens. See the website, pinoakstud.com.
I'm heading down the highway, had the gears running low time.
All right, Jackie, you want to rest my voice and do some announcements and go Doc? And
I'd be thrilled.
Would you?
Thrilled beyond words.
Okay.
Okay, there's a party, of course, at Keeneland for Derby, but there's also a party at the Horse Park. If you want to place a bet, you can drive through wagering windows. They're going to be open today. They were open yesterday. You can go up and visit Kentucky Derby winners Go for Gin and Funny Side. They're up there in the Hall of Champions. And the gift shop's got all kind of Derby merchandise. James Nicholson was at the shop yesterday signing his book, Kentucky Derby. Hey, didn't you say that book is now a history book club?
I belong to the History Book Club, and I got a They send you selections of every week, every month.
Yeah.
And his book on Churchill Downs, the Derby, was in. Is now with the History Book Club.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got a free copy.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
And Jackie, before I forget anything else, I got to mention Dave Parrish.
Oh, Dave Parrish. How sad.
Away.
Hate that.
Yeah, Shaq's dad, of course, Dave Parrish Jr., and one of my heroes.
Yes.
He's a World War II veteran, and he served with the 8th and 9th Air Force in Europe, flew a total of 102 missions, 250 combat hours he flew, all in a P-47 Thunderbolt. And he was given credit for 4 confirmed aircraft, shot down 2 probables. And he was there at D-Day flying missions, followed Patton all the way across Europe, strafing, you know, flying for Patton, helping them out. He earned he was awarded a Silver Star, a Bronze Star, the Distinguished Flying Cross, an Air Medal with 21 clusters, and a unit commendation citation, you know. Came back to Bourbon County and went with the Clay Ward Agency, and he was with them for a number of years, and he was just a great guy. And like I say, one of my heroes, and of course Shaq's one of my friends, and it's a great loss.
Now, visitation is tomorrow at the Episcopal Church.
Yeah, 10:30 tomorrow morning at the Episcopal Church in Parrish, Kentucky.
Sunday morning?
No, visitation Sunday. From 4 to 6.
Okay.
And then a service Monday at 10:30 at the Episcopal Church right there in Parrish, Kentucky. That was a great generation, and he was one of the greatest. So.
Yeah, that was excellent. Okay. Michael and Doc are down there. Doc's dispensing that free...
Yeah, Don Combs has got a sick foal, and he's down there getting free medical advice.
Well, he's getting it from the best.
Getting it from the best. I should accuse him of being a tightwad, but...
there you go.
A doc will help him out, I'm sure.
Okay, and I'll get back to the horse park today. You can also... War Admiral Bold Forbes and Alice Sheba are... buried there, and they got all the Calumet trophies and all that good stuff.
We're going to give you a call of War Admiral's Kentucky Derby in 1937. We'll probably be doing the second hour. But
that's great.
We're going to get... Come on in, Michael.
Okay, let Michael Blowen come in here.
As a riveth. Is that a good word, a riveth?
It's good if you use it.
All right.
Well, Michael's passing out.
This is a book that with all our horses in.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's
I need one of those.
Yes.
So I know what the hell you're
with
talking
pictures.
You got a cold?
Yeah,
it's
I missed clocking earlier this week.
This is my first
day back. I'm on the mend.
Well, Don Combs, our Derby-winning trainer out there with Dust Commander, is trying to get free advice from Dr. Byers.
I accuse him of being a tightwad up here.
He was stalking Dr. Byers in the parking lot.
Yeah.
The training center.
He came up here waiting on him now. Yeah. Okay. What's going on with you?
Well, yesterday was great. I got to go to Churchill Downs and
oh yes.
Yes.
Oh yes.
Believe You Can. We'll see what happens. But I did bet Believe You Can.
Well, what'd she pay? 20 something, wasn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was good. Yeah.
Finally picked a winner instead of a loser.
Well, there you go.
And I was so happy for Brereton Jones. He won the next race too. He won the double. Yesterday was huge for everybody in the area. Because
the previous race was one of his stud horses, Badger Silverside, the winner of that one, the stakes race, you know. So,
and John Oxley won a bunch yesterday, so the neighbors were going nuts. I mean, it was great.
Win anything.
You didn't win any. Dr. Byers
won the free advice stakes.
Yeah. Don Combs was up here laying in wait for you.
He got me.
Yeah, here we are, the 23rd running of the free advice stakes.
Yeah, there you go.
Dr. Byers hands out the trophy.
Can we get rid of that free stigma?
I don't. You might.
Well, how about selective? Well, if I could think of a lot of people that I would love to charge.
There you go. But
he's going to change his name. Remember the basketball player, Lori B. Free? Change his name World to World Be Free.
Oh, is that what? That's the guy that just got suspended for?
No, that's another guy. That's World Peace.
Oh yeah, well yeah, he's real peaceful fella too.
Yeah, I don't think he's in the line for the Nobel Peace Prize. His name was Ron Artest.
They've given it to worse, but we'll go proceed from there.
Oh yeah, we could have our political discussion, but not on Derby Day.
Not on Derby Day. You got your Derby winner pick. Who's your loser today? You know.
Well, the horse I'm going to key, I'm going to have to key Union Rags.
Yeah. Well, hell,
he's a stalker. You know, they scraped the track to a fairly well. I mean, speed was really they were
you're
running.
You picking
these,
him to win it?
Who? Union Rags? Yeah.
Oh, are you? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think he can stalk. So if the speed backs up a little bit, he'll be there. And I think Julian Le Peru came to the farm. He was very confident of Union Rag's chances. But I think Kent's got a shot with Dullahan. I think it's wide open. I think the public is right this time. The betting is really spread. I think the favorite is probably going to waft at 5-1 or 6-1.
There's 10 or 12 horses in there that if they won, I wouldn't be surprised.
There's not one horse. There's only one horse that I think I would be surprised if he won, but that's it. I mean, all the rest of them, I think they could win. I mean,
the horse came up in Florida.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Mind That Bird.
And he's a nice colt.
He is a nice colt.
But he's a sprinter.
Yes, exactly. Trinnenberg's going to go a mile and stop, I think.
Yeah, I would think so.
But I think...
If he gets a mile.
Yeah, if he gets a mile.
Because it's going to be... It's going to be hot on that front end. I'm not sure Hanson will rate. And, if he gets out there, and Bodemeister, maybe he'll rate, maybe he won't. But, there's no telling how good that horse is off that last race he ran.
No, there's no telling.
He just might be the horse, mm-hmm.
Yeah, he could be.
I didn't pick him, but...
He could be, but, he hasn't been bounced around. I want the tough ones. I want the ones that maybe finish second or third because they got bounced around a little. I like the ones that get bounced around, have a bad trip out of the gate, get bounced around a lot, and then make that run at the end, and they still got fight in them even though they bounced around because, everybody gets bounced around in the Derby. And I think the Sormos horse, Dullahan, has a real shot.
Yeah, but, he's one of those come-from-behinders in 20-yard field. He's got a real... They got to overcome a lot. They got to be a little bit lucky.
A lot lucky.
Yeah. Well, I had to go.
That's why it's a tough betting race.
They invited me back, believe it or not, to the Rotary Club in Paris on Wednesday to after last year, I took a bodyguard with me. that was Jackie, and I says, don't laugh. She's got a concealed carry.
I like your Indian Charlie hat. Where'd you get that?
Burr gave me that.
I'm going to ask him about that.
Well, he brought an include in where he was in here last Saturday wearing an include hat. I'd just soon have that. And that's
okay, I'll get you an include hat. You trade me for the Indian Charlie. I love that hat.
All right. I like Indian Charlie was my...
We had to hit him now because, man, he's in a good mood today.
Who's Burr? Oh, I know. I had to write. You better be in a good mood. I had to write him a whole new commercial last night.
I went over there this morning and left him one of these booklets that has all the old friends' horses in it.
Oh yeah,
Patton, one of his old stallions, is the lead horse. And Patton, by the way, as we speak, is at the Governor's Derby breakfast in Frankfurt.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's making a celebrity appearance. I love it. But anyway, so I brought him. I brought left off at office at Airdrie Stud. I left off one of the booklets today, and they were handing out great buttons yesterday before the race, with the names of all the different Oaks horses. And so I got a Believe You Can button. I left that with him too.
Oh, did you?
So we'll see what happens. But
yeah.
I'm really glad he won, and then he won the next race too. I mean, it's unbelievable. So he did what was right with Mark Bileski.
The voters now for Breeders of the Year, a lot of those people shouldn't be voting. Because all they do is look and see, who won the most breadwinners, the most money, who won this?
People that just think this is about numbers are out of their minds.
Yeah, and Brer has done a remarkable job of breeding top-class horses with, and his stud horses are... And picking stud horses.
Yes.
And most of these things are by his stud horses,
That's right. Proud Citizen's doing great.
He was nominated, of course, for Breed of the Year for the last 2 years.
Should have gotten it.
He should have gotten it. But
he doesn't have the numbers, as you say. It's all, they're voting on volume. And I'll tell you where that gets you. They gave Michael Gill, who may end up in jail, an Eclipse Award.
Yeah.
As leading owner of the country.
Right.
I mean, there's your number story. Just forget about it.
Some of these voters, you know, they're from,
Now he's going to bring in the state thing. We're going to be biased against people's states.
Well,
stupid people come from all over the place, not just Iowa, you know.
Well, I know, but, you know, there's sports writers that go to the Derby.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Right.
You know.
Right. No, I agree with that.
Brewery brings the humility and not the arrogance to the whole scene.
He's a great person.
He really is.
Yeah,
he really is.
Yeah.
And he does so much that people don't realize what he's done.
I know.
And he gives
a lot to charity, including us. You know,
yeah, he does it for Michael. He does it
for a lot of people.
Where he thinks it's right to do it.
And has done it for years and has never sought
right
publicity for doing it. I know several people personally that he has helped.
Right.
And you didn't hear it from him, you know.
That's true.
That's just
nor his wife.
He's one of my favorite people, and I got, we're not close friends, but we're good friends. But he just, I respect people that bring more to the plate for what they occupy than themselves.
Absolutely. I met Barry when he first came here from West Virginia.
Uh-huh.
This was back in the 60s. I used to buy yearly.
He was going to say when I was a teenager, but that's wrong.
No, but I went out to, he brought a couple of Etonian colts up here for 1 year. To sell, he came up from West Virginia, had him in the fall. See, I used to buy one yearling a year out of that sale and get it ready to run and sell it. And I liked Etonian because you could buy them cheap and they ran. You know, that's what I'm looking for. And I met him out for the first time.
Ursula's the only one in the world that thinks Save-A-Lot's overpriced.
Oh, Lord. After that, I've got to take a break. Anyway, First Defense, a young grade one stakes winner and a grade one stakes winner and grade one sire Mizzenmast, both stand at Judmon Farm. Now, First Defense has a classic pedigree, but speed was his forte. Although he won stakes around two turns, his grade one win came in the four-goal, going 7 furlongs, 121-2. He also sprinted 7 furlongs and 120-1 at Belmont, and 122-1 at Churchill, 6 furlongs and 9-2 the day he won the Grade 3 Jiper Stakes. He had speed in abundance. First Defense is one of 13 Grade 1 stakes winners by Unbridled Song, the son of classic winner and classic sire Unbridled. And he's out of the Grade 1 stakes winner, daughter of Seattle Slough. And his dam is a half-sister to the classic winner and classic sire Empire Maker. Now, First Defense, first foals are two-year-olds. He stands for 7,500 live foal. Mizzenmast, stud fee is 12,500 live foal. He sired 3 grade one stakes winners, off to a great start again this year. His Ms. Direction is one of the best distaffers on the West Coast. She's won greatest stakes for 2 years in a row. Now, Ultimate Eagles won grade two stakes this year after taking grade one stakes last year. And Lord Sinclair is a major stakes winner in France. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry. See the website at judmont.com. All right, I want to say something nice about my friend Tom Biederman. Tom Biederman Real Estate and Auctioneers. And his website is biedermanbrokerage.com. BIEDERMANBROCKERAGE. Did I spell that? How do you spell a dot?
You did a fabulous job.
I thought that was a hell of a job. 277-2030. And he's got a gorgeous place for sale over on Pisgah Pike. And that's a wonderful location, Pisgah Pike over there. This place is right next to Windstar Farm, and that's pretty good, highfalutin neighbors there. And I'll tell you what, it's not the biggest place in the world. It's 28 and a half acres. It's called Glen Lake, and it's one of the most beautiful properties in central Kentucky. I tell you what, it's surrounded by Windstar Farm, and it's got a residence that was built in 1856, and it's drop-dead gorgeous. It's one of the finest examples of antebellum architecture in Kentucky, and it's just been meticulously refurbished and renovated in every detail. And there's a five-stall barn, plank fence, paddocks. So if you're looking for a nice small place like that, go to Tom Biedema's website and look up his place. It's 3615 Pisgah Pike. And it's a gorgeous home and a great location. Doesn't get much better than that.
If you go to that website, too, you can get a virtual tour of the house.
Yeah.
The
if really you look neat. At the house, yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. It looks a whole lot like the house that burned down over at, on Domino's, what used to be the old Dixiana house. Built about the same time, pre-Civil War.
Every time you open that door, it plays a scene from Gone with the Wind.
Oh, Jesus. Moving right along.
Please.
I could have said Dixie, you know, but all right. Well, anyway, go to Tom's website, and if you've got a place to that you're thinking about selling or you're looking for a farm, go to that website. Give Tom a call at 277-2030, and once again, that's BiedemanBrokerage.com. Well, we all know that Kipling Sire's Runner's average starter earns nearly $60,000, and that's almost 12 times the stud fee, stands for $5,000. And they compete at the highest level. He sired a winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Mile. Now, Kipling's a full brother to last year's Breeders' Cup Mile winner, Court Vision, who's entering stud this year for $10,000 live foal. And, of course, he's yet to sire a Grade 1 stakes winner like his full brother. Now, both are by gulch out of Weekend Storm. Weekend Storm's a half-sister to the champion sire, AP Indy. You get a lot of horse for $5,000, and the fee's not due until the foal stands and nurses. Kipling stands at Crestwood Farm, home also of Matata, No Biz Like Showbiz, Noble Causeway, Tis Deja Vu. Matata is one of more than 100 stakes winners by Metocton. His first foal's a yearling. He stands at private contract. No Biz Like Showbiz won 6 graded stakes, including the Grade 1 Wood, earned over $1,544,000. He stands for $5,000, doing a foal stands and nurses. Noble Causeway is a Grade 1 runner by Giants Causeway. He's got 3 stakes horses, including a multiple stakes winner in his first crop. He stands for $5,000, doing a foal stands and nurses. Tis Deja Vu won more graded stakes in this country than any son of Tis now. First foals arriving this year, his fee is also $5,000, when the foal stands and nurses. Breeding incentives are available. Contact Pope McLean, Phil Hager, or Robert Keck at Crestwood Farm and see the website at crestwoodfarm.com.
Run that body one more time. Tell me how you never cheat on me.
Oh. So, only for a limited time.
Say that again.
I said, when people breed over at Crestwood, when they breed to Kipling, if they want to come over and see his father, I'll show them Gulch for free.
Yeah, all right.
Now it comes out.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
clearer.
For free.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I thought free was always working the other direction.
Yeah.
We'll be free.
We'll be free. Doc, what do you got going on today? First of all, give me your Derby pick. I'm not going to let you off the hook. Of course, he's got to name a client's horse. Now, here comes
No, he's not. I never, ever bet on anything I've worked on.
Well, hell,
you're
trying to tell me something?
I think it's self-explanatory.
Well, yeah, if you work on them,
Your Honor,
they've got a problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm going to go for Alpha.
How are you now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, tell me why.
Well, I thought he ran a terrific second.
Yeah, he was second.
He was second, but he came through traffic. He showed a lot of grit, and he certainly has shown the talent before.
Yeah.
So that's where...
Well, he's one of the better long shots in the field.
Yeah. And the odds are good for him, you know, so it's worthwhile.
Oh, yeah. I just had the feeling that if he'd gone around again, he wasn't going to get past Gemologist.
No. But
maybe not. Who knows?
But he came on, and that's mine.
People were saying the same thing about
mine. I'm not going to win much money if I go Gemologist.
Well, you're going to get 15 to 12, 15 to 1 on him, I would think. Well, maybe not. Maybe 7 or 8 to 1.
Yeah.
People look at that, you know, undefeated thing, Well, I can understand. You're not the only one. A lot of people like that horse.
Well, it's official. I'm going to put my money behind him.
Jim Ologis is a chip off the old block. You know, he's got a lot of guts.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't think he was going to let that horse buy. Mm-hmm. What'd you think, Mike?
And he didn't.
Well, you know me, picking losers. I think Alpha's a fabulous horse to put underneath in the exotics.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you get picked, who'd you say you
were? I'm going to key Union Rags.
You like Union Rags. Mm-hmm. Okay. Union Rags. I'm going to stick with Creative Cause. He's another stalker, and I thought the West Coast horses were pretty tough this year.
I'll book that.
You'll book that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Hey, how about that?
I have a future book. I bet $10 on him in the future book.
On who?
Creative Cause at 38 to 1. So even if he won, I'd make money. See, and if he loses, I'll make money on you.
There's an always angle. Always an angle.
Forever doing it. But that's why he's the handicapper.
You're right.
You know.
You and I are just handicapped.
Yeah, we're
okay.
If we ran and get raced against each other, he'd find a way to...
I have the exacta. I'll box those two.
We're going to stop by the horse park. They're taking wagers this year.
Oh, are they now?
Yeah. Horse park.
Red Mile, you can bet it.
You don't even have to go there. You can go right over here.
Really? The training center.
Yeah, the training center's office. I'm pretty sure it's. Yeah, they're taking betting on the Derby and yesterday.
And if those lines are too big, come to Old Friends. We can work something out.
Yeah. Michael is booking.
Yes. Anything to raise a little money.
Mike, hey. Doc, I interrupted you again. What did you want to talk about?
Well, we're going to just... I had a call the other day, which we have not confirmed anything as to what the cause may be, but it sounded a lot like fescue. And we've talked about fescue before, but I thought I'd give a reminder. Mm-hmm. And the reminder would be because we have fescue-free seed... endophyte-free fescue seed. And we've probably become a little bit complacent because we spend a lot of time and money and energy to get our fields right so we don't have fescue problems. fescue has been around here forever. We all know that.
Yeah.
And in in Kentucky, what we call sentinels, or they point out things, the sentinel species might be cattle. And cattle have lopped off ears, short tails. And some of those calves don't grow as good as they ought to. So the cattle will go down into these swales where the concentration of the fungus is higher.
Yeah.
And so you spot cattle that have those things, then you've got fescue. And but we don't have a lot of farms that run horses with cattle. We probably ought to have more. We've talked about parasite control and things like that.
Yeah.
Where cattle are assets. And but in any event, when you get it in the horses, you have a myriad of syndromes. We know you get... changes in gestation. Abortion's not very common, but it can occur. Prolonged gestation is more common, where they go beyond their due date. And so that's one of the aspects. High number of dystocias. And dystocias are because of two reasons. Some of those foals are what we call dismature. They don't have proper development. So their tendons are lax. Their ear cartilage is lax. It bends over, kind of like the cattle lose their ear tips. But it bends over. So they're dismature, abnormal development. Then the mare doesn't provide normal uterine inertia. So her contractibility is lessened by the effect of the fescue. So, more dystocia. So, the farm I went to had three this year out of a small group of mares. Mm. And a few other things, you know, that kind of pointed toward it. We don't know that that's what it is.
Yeah.
So, how do you know that's what it is? You go, you call the university, or you call your ag extension agent, and they come out and they take grass samples. And they take the grass samples back to the lab, and they use a dissecting microscope, which is the double thing, and they double down below where you, it's not a minutia, you know, where you get 1,000 times magnification. You're getting 30 to 50 times. And when they look at that grass under the dissecting microscope, they see the fungus inside the grass, not on the outside. So that's why we call it an endophyte. Okay? Mm-hmm. There are funguses on grasses that are on the outside, like the black mold from claviceps, which is an ergot poisoning. And so we don't have much of that around here. But fescue is always here. Now, you put all this grass in, you put all this money and time in, so how could you have it? Because the natural fescue is hardier than the endophyte-free fescue yeah. seed. So eventually it moves its way back in and takes over. Yeah. And so you can't get lulled to sleep that you don't have fescue problems. If you do have fescue problems, Lee Cross at Clemson University, Dr. Cross, developed domperidone. And so that's kind of the antidote. You give it to the mare every day for 10 days to 2 weeks. Now, we know agalactia, or lack of milk production, is another sign. So she ought to come to milk early. Some places feel that the foal develops more late development, so you don't get the curly ears. You don't get the other things you used to see more commonly. And if she doesn't have milk, you'll keep going with it for another 4 or 5 days to before you get a foster mare. So it's a common thing, and again, what goes around comes around. Yeah. So you always need to be aware of what was here. We have more retained placentas in those mares. The mares that are most susceptible are usually maidens that haven't been out in certain areas of the fields with the brood mares that have been around a long time and gotten some immunity to this.
Right.
And or the mare you bought. You know, you bring her into a strange environment and she has a little issue with fescue. But you just need to be aware. I remember Warner Jones used to cuss it like crazy before we had domperidone. And
Warner cussed a lot of things.
Me included.
Yeah, right.
But he would put them in the dry lot 60 days before foaling and feed them hay. Yeah.
Okay.
And that was how he would handle that.
Yeah. Well, he was one of the best, wasn't he?
He was, and he hated fescue and he hated OCD.
Yeah,
those are the two things that drive him up the wall.
Yeah, I like Warner.
He was a wonderful man.
Yeah, I thought so too.
You know, we miss his leadership terribly.
Yeah,
he's the kind of guy that got things done.
Yeah,
yeah.
Tough old booger.
He was tough. I tell you what. I'd look at him and I'd tell him what I thought, and he'd sneer back at me and say, "I don't think you're right."
Right. All right. All right, Doc.
Okay.
Well, DeHare is a grade one stakes winner, and he's sired a grade two stakes winner, and his grade two stakes winner is one of only 5 named foals in his first small test crop. Not only that, but from 3 starters, another has won an allowance company in place in graded stakes, and the third has a second and a third down at the fairgrounds. Now, DeHare's first test crop stakes winner is Gypsy Robin, recent winner of the Grade 2 Beaumont at Keeneland, a race she won by 3 widening lengths. The Beaumont was her first start this year. She won her first career start as a 2-year-old, also at Keeneland, won by 7 lengths. And in her last start last year, she won the sorority stakes at Monmouth Park. So here you have a young Grade 1 stakes winner and a proven sire with a great pedigree. He's one of 11 Grade 1 stakes winners by Awesome Again, the only Breeders' Cup Classic winner to sire a Breeders' Cup Classic winner. And he's out of a mare that has produced 2 Grade 1 stakes winners. Stud Feast, 7,500 live foal. Contact Stallion Manager Ken Barnes at Shadwell Farm and see the website at Shadwell Farm. www.thebrownfieldsofthewell.com. I want to talk a little bit about my good friend Ralph Quillen over at Quillen Leather and Tack. Many lengths, the best tack shop in Kentucky. Probably best tack shop anywhere. I haven't seen them all, but I've seen most of them in Kentucky, I do believe. He's a good friend of mine. He's a good friend of Michael Blowens, and he's a good friend of racing, isn't he? Good friend of the horse.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And when Patton is down there at the Derby breakfast today, he's wearing a Quillen halter.
Quillen halter, with his name plate on there. Patton.
Yeah, Patton.
Yeah. Named after, well, you're sending him down there because of the former governor, but I believe Patton's by Lord of War, so I think he's named after the general.
Yes, he is. But he should be named Gandhi because he doesn't have an aggressive bone in his body.
Well, that's certainly the reverse of the original Patton, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Patton, it's, you know, as a matter of fact, Rommel would still be running around that desert if this Patton was in charge of the deal.
Well said. All right. Well, anyway, he's got a great tack shop, Quillen Leather and Tack, down in Paris, Kentucky. And if you tell you where to find it, if you're coming in from the Lexington area, going into Lexington Road, Lexington Paris Road, we should say, just go to you straight into downtown. Don't turn left on the bypass, Paris bypass. Just go to the third stoplight and look to your left, and you can't miss it. And it's a fun place to go in just to browse around if you, you know, and look around. You got a great tack. Not only do they sell more halters than any other tack shop in the country, they've got a great gift shop. And about anything you need, if they don't have it, they'll get it for you. And look up their website. It's Quillen.com, Quillin.com. And say hello to Ralph down there. He's a good friend. And I'm glad he's a sponsor of this show, too.
He's a great guy. He really is. And I hope he does open that brew pub up in Paris.
Yeah, I hope he does, too. Well, most would agree that the Kentucky Derby is North America's most coveted race. Super Saver won the 2010 Kentucky Derby upon his return to Churchill Downs after winning the Grade II Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes as a two-year-old. He is a classic winner with a classic pedigree. His sire, the remarkable Maurice Mann, has given us two winners of the Kentucky Derby among his more than 60 stakes winners. Super Saver's Second Dam is the daughter of the classic winner and classic sire, AP Indy. Sire Take Charge Indy started in today's Kentucky Derby. The Second Dam is by the great Mr. Prospector, who, of course, is sire to Kentucky Derby winner. And his Third Dam is by Kentucky Derby winner and the classic sire, Northern Dancer. Not only that, but the female family is one of the best and most active in the book. Super Saver covered a full book of mares, 145 to be exact, and his first season stud last year, and his first foals, as expected, are super. He stands for $20,000, and when the foal stands and nurses at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Jerry Duffy or Jenny Barnett. See the website, windstarfarm.com. I like your new magazine, Michael. It's a list of all the old friends' horses out there.
Yeah, and it's amazing to see them all under one cover. It's even flabbergasting to me, actually, that we've been fortunate enough to have all these amazing retirees, I'll tell you.
I see you have your bride's favorite horse on the cover.
Yeah, Creator gets the cover.
Creator gets the cover.
We didn't want any conflict with the American counterparts, and so we put the Brit on top.
Is he a Brit? Or he raised in France.
Yeah, but he was born. He's the son of Mill Reef. He was actually bred over in England.
Oh, there's Hidden Lake.
Mm-hmm. Richard Migliori came to see her the other day. We had with a bunch of friends of his from HRTV. And you know, tomorrow, don't forget, we have our homecoming tomorrow. Big party tomorrow at 4:00. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got the farms have been unbelievably generous in donating items to us and emptying out their closets for our auction. I mean, Hill and Dale is fabulous. I don't want to name everybody because I know I'll forget somebody. But, you know, Windstar, of course, they donated a Tisnow halter. And I mean, it's just the collection of stuff that we have that we're going to be auctioning off is really, really great. And we'll have a lot of great stuff to eat, a lot of nice people. And it's only $25. And
Jackie and I are coming.
Great.
Yeah. We've made definite plans.
Oh, that'll be great. And we can get Ursula to sign some copies of his CD.
You still got some of those for sale?
Only half a dozen. I think only have a half a dozen left. Yep.
Well,
but it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have some jockeys there. I think Jean Cougay is coming, who, of course, rode Seattle Slough. But my friend Jim over at Galleria Champions donated a marvelous, huge, beautiful photograph of Hava de Grace signed by Ramon Dominguez.
And, oh, wow.
So a lot of really great signed items, wonderful halters, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
I'd love to have Cougay on the show, but I can't understand a word he said.
Well, I'll translate.
Will you translate?
I'll come in. Yeah, we'll put him on one microphone.
What do you know about French, for God's sake?
Not much. But I do know this. I know who knows more about French than anybody else, and that's Julien Leperu's dog.
Oh.
he's got an Italian greyhound. It's cute, cutest little dog.
Italian dog?
Italian greyhound. And he gives him orders in French, and nobody understands what he's saying, and the dog does. The dog does exactly what he says.
Oh, exactly.
So the dog understands French better than we do. So.
Well, I don't think he could serve as a translator, though, you know.
No, but I can understand Jean Cougay.
Okay. Can you really?
Yeah.
Well,
it comes from years and years at the simulcast.
Okay.
We're simulcast buddies.
I know he said, although he rode Seattle Slough, he says that Horse the Flag was the best horse he ever set on.
Yeah.
But, you know, gee whiz, the ones that Triple Crown went another than didn't run it too.
Well, there's some extenuating circumstances. You know, at the end of the day, he had got into a little problems with the tailors because, you know, the tailors didn't like the way he rode them one time.
And the horse didn't have anything to do with that.
You know, well, I'm exactly.
Yeah,
well,
I understand.
Yeah. You know what it's like. I mean, people hold Kentucky, holding grudges is like a national pastime. It's like part of the deal. But let's hold them for as long as you possibly can. 40, 50 years.
Spoken like a true Bostonian.
I mean, I've met people like wait 30 or 40 years for payback. I'm going, wow, that's a long time.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, the horses are in great shape. The place looks great. We've got the flowers are out, so it's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope everybody come. It's only $25, I say, and you'll meet a lot of really, really nice people, including Ursula and Jackie, and Dr. Byers is going to come. So you'll see a live action version of the radio program. And don't let that scare you.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. All right, Michael.
Russell, thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow. And
all
good
right.
luck today with the Derby. I hope all the horses come back safe, and everybody has a wonderful time.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Me too. Thanks, Doc.
See ya.
All righty. Well, Lionel David's a Grade One stakes winner by Lionheart, a leading freshman sire. And the second-ranked sire of two-year-olds in 2011 with 27. Three of them stakes winners. He is the sire of three 2012 stakes winners, undefeated Agave Kiss, winner of three stakes, including Grade 3 Sakata. Good Morning Diva, winner of the Calder Derby. King and Crusader, winner of the Jimmy Wingfield Stakes at Aqueduct. Lionheart, his sire, Taylor the Cat, and grandsire, Stormcat, have each sired the winners of a Breeders' Cup race. A line of David led all the way to win the Grade 1 Arkansas Derby over Crackfield, which included three other Grade 1 stakes winners, and at the direct expense of Super Saver, who won the Derby in his very next start. Line of David went into the Arkansas Derby off two straight one-mile wins at Santa Anita, 134-4 and 135, and he was equally adept on dirt or grass. Out of a Grade 1 producer from the female family, the great Mr. Prospector, Lionel David's first foals are receiving rave reviews. Standing his second season at stud for $7,500 doing a foal stands and nurses at Spendthrift Farm. Inquiries to Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, Sean Felder, and Ed Toffey. 294-0030. See the website, SpendthriftFarm.com.
The American Produce Record CD-ROM is now in stock at FirstNet.com. The APR is packed with 50 years of North American broodmare production and race records, including statistics for all weather starts, the only product of its kind. The APR includes sales data since 1986, as well as maiden stats on 2 and 3-year-olds of this year. Pedigrees dating back to 1950, the American Produce Records from Bloodstock Research Information Services is a must for industry professionals. Order the APR today at FirstNet.com or call 859-223-4444.
Well, you know, now's a great time to take a look at the Equine Savings Program. For a simple reason, you want to save money, don't you? And it won't cost you anything. The Equine Savings Program is easy to use. Saves you up to 28% off commercial mowing equipment from industry dealers like Toro and Exmark. And you can reach Equine Savings. Let me give you the phone number. It's a 502 number, 863-6000. 502-863-6000. Ours is a toll-free number, 877-905-0004. Or, of course, you can always go to their website. It's equinesavings.com. Excuse me. Now, Equine Savings has a simple pricing program with one straightforward price for everyone, no coupons, no hassles, and just the best mowers at the best prices. And it's not only mowers, of course. They offer savings on products of for all breeds and disciples. You don't have to be in the thoroughbred business. If you're just in the horse business, they want to hear from you. Some of their products, excellent products, include the farmpaint.com. We just painted our farm down in Bourbon County, Jackie and I did, using their products. We're very pleased with it. Arbico Organic Pest Control, if you want to get rid of those face flies, there's a way to do it. Commonwealth Technology for your copier, fax, or scanner needs. And Equine Savings, it's locally owned. It gives back to the industry, which is important. They donate it doesn't cost you anything to join, incidentally. I mean, it doesn't cost you anything. They do give back to the industry and deliver you the best value for your hard-earned dollar. They donate money to TOBA and the KTA to spend for publicity. So give them a call. I'm going to give you those numbers again. They answer the phone 7 days a week. 502-863-6000. That's local. Or 877-905-0000, toll-free. Equine Savings, no coupons, no dues, no hassles, just real savings.
I got the horse right here.
Over there reading Michael's new book. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah, it's all about old friends.
Yes, it's pretty well written.
Yeah, you want to do an announcement or two?
Sure.
Let me rest what voice I've got left.
Sounds like a good idea.
All right. You going to eat that other egg?
Not while I'm doing announcements.
That's good. First time you've ever brought eggs in here like that to eat.
Well, I just couldn't look at two more eggs in the face before I left. I thought, if I stand here and cook two eggs, I'm going to gag.
I don't understand. Where'd you cook the other
one? I didn't want to eat eggs before I left the house. You know, over easy. I didn't want any.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I decided I'd hard boil them and come in. You ever try to eat a hard boiled egg without mayonnaise or
salt?
Salt or anything?
They're kind of hard to eat, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. That's why I coughed.
Oh, okay.
My fool head off.
Well, this pregnant silence is a compliment to you.
Okay. Well, you're the one's scarfing down a Coke. Okay. I already mentioned that you can go to Keeneland for a great party, or you can go to the horse park. They're having wagering at the horse park on the
Derby. And right over here, too.
I'm right over here
at the Thoroughbred Center. Just going to the main office up there.
I'm going to go in and blow $2. So.
Are you? Who are you going to bet on?
Michael, what's his name? Michael Matt's horse.
Oh, okay.
What's his name?
Florida Derby.
Union Rags?
Union Rags.
Yeah, I like just because of him.
Okay.
And then I might bet $2 on the one you like, Creative Cause.
Oh, Lord, I probably killed him.
Well, probably. Anyway, what's today's date? May 5th? Right.
May the 5th.
Yes, well, they're going to have horse-drawn carriages throughout the park today.
Oh, really?
So you can take kids out and watch that. That's a fun thing. Oh, here's a big one for you people that want to ride. See, if we were riding already over there, Miss Holly, we could go to cross-country schooling days over at the horse park, and you get to ride over wherever the cross-country Rolex and all that junk goes. And what's funny is you can just about walk under some of those jumps. It's incredible. But you get to go in the wet, the ponds and stuff. So we'll try to catch up on that. Miss Holly and I are going to ride together this summer. I got to get something.
Holly Dunn is our medic.
EMS.
Yeah.
Chief here. Here to take your pulse.
And clock her.
And God bless her.
She did all the clocking.
I know when you got sick. Okay. May 9th to 13th is the Kentucky Spring Horse Show. That's the Haggard Lexington
Get him.
Classic. And introduction to single riding. If you want to learn how to ride, to drive, this is a good thing. I took this once. It was a fun course. 317-1025 or just call the horse park. Here's your list of the derbies you're going to pull up again.
Okay.
All righty, let me see. The 4th D5th running of the High Hope Steeplechase is Sunday, May 20th. It's going to be wonderful. The Glen, the Huntsman for Woodford Hounds, is going to be the leadoff rider for the Sportsman's Challenge, Sportswoman's Challenge. And a couple of the hunt members are riding, and a bunch of the cross-country people are riding. So it's going to be a real good time. There's 4 National Steeplechase Association races. The first is Bill O'Neill and David Mullins.
Mm-hmm. Two great guys.
Two great guys no longer both, here, yeah. And did so much, both of them, for High Hope.
Yeah.
And friends of High Hope. There's a starter allowance, and then there's a main hurdle. And the big one, of course, is the J. Trump Timber Races. Then Chris McCarron's Jockey School is going to do the 5th race, Catch a Riding Star. And the 6th race is the first annual Sports Woman's Challenge. Those, I know a bunch of... I know a bunch of, I know several girls who've going to do that who are now saying, was I crazy? So there you are. It's a little spooky to get out there and go like, you know.
Jackie, let me take a top of the hour break here.
Okay, fine. Okay.
Well, Empire Maker, I think we're going to also, get Steve Moody on it to give us the Derby winner, too.
Good.
Okay. Well, Empire Maker, second in the Kentucky Derby, then winner of the Classic Belmont Stakes, is the sire of Bodemeister, likely favored in today's Kentucky Derby. He's also the sire of Pioneer of the Nile, who finished second in the Kentucky Derby. That following victories in the Grade 1 Cash Call for Tourney at 2, the Grade 2 San Felipe, the Grade 2 Robert B. Lewis Stakes, and the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby. Out of a stakes-winning daughter of Lord at War, Pioneer of the Nile's first foals are yearlings this year. He stands for $15,000 to win a foal stands and nurses at Vinery, Kentucky. Vinery offers horsemen state-of-the-art facilities in Kentucky, Florida, New York, facilities that can take you from conception to the winner's circle. While in Kentucky, visit the farm. Just call 455-9388. Ask for John Gasper, Steve Castanola, Francis Relihan, Grant Williamson. For more information, go to the website, vinery.com.
When Jack and I moved, financially sound, reputable companies so they are able to offer the best coverage at the most competitive price. The folks at Hopewell are prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. The Hopewell Company in Paris, established in 1955 by Joe McLean, is a full-service insurance agency. Give them a call, 987-2347. Or better yet, stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They're nice people, and they do a great job for you.
From the Toyota of Nicholasville Studios, this is WLXG Lexington, ESPN, Sports Radio 1300.
Toyota Nicholasville, where price sells cars.
Yesterday at Churchill Downs, Believe You Can, a 3-0 fill of a proud citizen, bred by Brett and C. Jones, won the Grade 1 $1 million Kentucky Oaks. And Silver Max, a 3-0 Cobra Badge of Silver, bred by Steve Snowden, Seth Loffer, and Will Loffer, won the Grade 2 $200,000 American Turf Stakes. Proud citizen, hottest sire in North America, is also the sire of Went the Day Well, who goes postward today in the Kentucky Derby. And Believe You Can is his second winner of the Kentucky Oaks, having been preceded by the Eclipse Award-winning filly Proud Spell. Silver Max went into the American Turf off a victory in the Grade 3 Transylvania at Keeneland. Badger Silver is also the sire of the 2012 Stakes winner Silver Medallion, winner of the Grade 3 Fort Lauderdale at Gulfstream, and Sparkling Style, winner of last Saturday's Warren Thoroughbred Stakes at Hollywood Park. Classic sire Proud Citizen, a Grade 2 Stakes winner by Gone West, also ran second in the Kentucky Derby, third in the Preakness. Badger Silver is a multiple graded stakes winner and millionaire by Silver Deputy, and both Proud Citizen and Badger Silver stand at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. Watch for yearlings by the Airdrie Stallions at the major auctions this year. Check the website at airdriestud.com. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
I'm heading down the highway at
All righty, well, we're starting the second hour, and I'm going to start off with my friend Steve Moody, author of the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet, and, of course, that's published by Bloodstock Research Information Services. Steve, I want to thank you right up front. I did the first of the show about your suggestion about getting the race calls of some of the past Kentucky Derbies to play, and for two reasons. One, I'm losing my voice with a bad cold, and that'll sure fill a gap. And two, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, I think I love listening to those old derbies, like I told you when I had found them, that there were some of them that I'd heard before, obviously the, you know, Triple Crown years and the 64 Derby with Northern Dancer and Hill Rise and some of the old ones, but there was a lot of them that I had never heard before, so it was great to listen to some of those.
I'm going to start out with the 1937 Derby, the War Admiral with Clem McCarthy making the call. That should be a good one to kick off with, because he went on to win the Triple Crown. And then I'm going to do the next Triple Crown winner, Whirl Away, and Count Fleet and Assault. Then my first derby, the first derby I ever attended was 1947 with Jet Pilot. I'm going to play that one and then some others. And anyway, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to hearing them.
Well, I'm going to, since they've kind of decimated the card today with these early races, I don't really have any betting things that I like until later, so I'll just listen on the radio and listen to some of those. That'll be fun.
Well, yeah. Well, who do you like? We all batted around our derby choices here, you know, which we probably have eliminated three or four horses. Who do you like today? How do you see the derby?
Well, Ursula, I still, you know, it's still, you know, they just ran the second race, and I would say that I think the track will probably be blistered, you know, assuming they don't get any more rain, and, you know, the chances are only 30%. So I think the track will be fast here within probably an hour or two at the most.
Good.
It looked fairly good that last race that they just ran. So, I think it'll definitely be that way at the Derby time, unless some storm pops up. But you know, the Derby this year, you know, it's always we expect an honest pace in the Derby, but this year, I mean, it's just hard to imagine anything but a quick pace. You've got the, you know, the nine-horse Trenenberg, who's been nothing but a sprinter. You have to think he's going to be out there winging, and Hansen has been a front-running type of horse, and you got to think he's going to be out there. Bodie Meister he doesn't figure to make the lead like he did in the Arkansas Derby, but he can't be very far behind, and so I just can't see anything other than a really quick pace, and I just don't see any of those sticking around for the finish. I think it's got to be something that's bred for 10 furlongs and something come from off the pace. The horse I settled on, Ursel, even though he won the Florida Derby in front, I think he did that. He got to the front that day because there was really no pace in the race. And I think today, I think Burrell will settle Take Charge Indy sort of back into that first flight, maybe fourth, fifth, sixth, right in there in the early part of it. And I sort of envision him getting sort of the same ride that he gave Super Saver, where he's not too far out of it, but he's just kind of sitting there in a good spot, and he's going to have to jump on all the deep closers that are going to have to work their way through, passing, 10, 15 horses. And I think he'll have to jump on them, and this horse is obviously bred for the mile and a quarter. There's certainly no issue there. And he's got a race at Churchill. He ran in Breeders' Cup last year, so I think I think he's got a big chance. He got some play yesterday because of Burrell. I think he'll probably drift up today to, think by the time the race goes off, he'll be in the 10 to 1, 12 to 1 range. But I'm gonna make my, stand with him. The four horse, Union Rags, who'll probably be the favorite, I think, at post time, has been, you know, the horse that everybody had the, everybody thought last summer and fall that this horse might be the Derby winner. He's been very impressive at times and been frustrating at times because it seems like he sort of finds his way into trouble. He got into trouble in the, Breeders' Cup last year and he couldn't catch Hansen and then he didn't have the, he didn't have a great trip in the Florida Derby, although I didn't think it was that bad. He had a little bit of trouble in the first turn, but, I thought when he found an opening when they turned for home and had every chance to run by Take Charge Indy and couldn't do it. And, I don't think that he moves up at a mile and a quarter. He may run the race of his life today and win. And it's very possible he's extremely talented, but, the Dixie Union pedigree doesn't just scream 10 furlongs. So, but I am going to take him second. And then last year's connections of, Team Valor, Graham Motion and Johnny V, Animal Kingdom, they come back this year with Win Today Well, very lightly raced, but I like the way this horse ran up at Turfway. They're putting blinkers on him today, so he'll be a little keener maybe, but he'll be laying off the pace. And I think this is an improving horse. You know, like I said, the type that can make a big jump from race to race. I'm going to use him in the third spot. And then the other horse who's made a very positive impression at Churchill, he's been there maybe the longest of any of the Derby horses training there and has looked very good. The training is the 10 Daddy Knows Best, the Scat Daddy Colt, and ran a big race last time in the Sunland Park Derby for Steve Asmussen. So we're gonna go throwing him in there too. So we'll go 3-4-13-10. Derby 138.
3-4-13-10. Jackie's writing those down. Yeah. Well, I think it, and I'll see if you agree with me. I think this is the strongest field that we've had in years.
I do too. I mean, you've got, I forgot to count exactly, but I think there's 9 horses that raced in the Breeders' Cup.
Uh-huh.
That are in the Derby this year. And, I know there's an exceptionally large number. And, you haven't had that many injuries. I mean, we lost Algorithms and we lost maybe one or two others. But for the most part, the 3-year-olds have stayed pretty sound, and I think that a lot of the years that you'd say, well, there's maybe 6 horses, 5 or 6 that you think could win. There's maybe a bunch that you think could get up in there for part of it. But this year, I think there might be 10, there might be a dozen. That wouldn't be a surprise.
So, exactly.
I think it's a very, very wide open Derby, maybe the most in a long, long time.
Looking forward to it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Steve, and thanks for the tip on the race calls. We really appreciate that. And it's been Steve Moody with the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet, and you can buy that online at brisnet.com. Is that right? BRISNET.com.
That's it.
Yeah.
We're out at, obviously at the stores today. If people are out and you know where you, a lot of stores have it on the shelves today.
Okay, wherever the racing form sold.
I think probably for the most part.
Yeah.
Of course, you can buy it at Keeneland now, too, which is good.
Very good. Okay, thank you, Steve. Good luck.
All right, thanks, sir.
All righty. Well, last Sunday at Woodbine, the $150,000 Fury Stakes was won by Northern Passion. Four-year-old filly from the first crop of First Samurai. Northern Passion won the Grade 3 Natalma Stakes last year in her first start of 2012. She was beaten just three-quarters of a length in the Florida Oaks. She has earned over $336,000. Earlier this year, Hakama, three-year-old colt by First Samurai, overcame traffic problems, finished a fast-closing third in the Grade 3 Illinois Derby, and Swift Warrior was placed in the Grade 3 Tampa Bay Derby. Swift Warrior won the Rushaway Stakes and placed in the Grade 3 Tropical Park Derby last year. Other superior runners by First Samurai include Justin Phillip, one of the Belmont's Grade 2 Woody Stevens, placed in three other graded stakes, including the Grade 1 King's Bishop. Lemmy Go, winner of the Grade 3 Schuylerville at Saratoga, and Trubbs, winner of stakes at the Fairgrounds and Louisiana Downs. First Samurai, Grade 1 stakes winner by Giants Causeway, stands for $15,000. Doing a full stands of nurses at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams. See the website, claibornefarm.com.
Here are two names to remember in the horse business, the Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek. The Clay Ward Agency, founded in 1931 by James Clay Ward, had been providing the finest in equine insurance for some 80 years. Success was based on hard work, dedication, attention to detail, great service, and a thorough knowledge of the horse business. Quality still carried on today. Whatever your insurance needs, if it pertains to the thoroughbred, the professionals at the Clay Ward Agency are positioned to supply the best coverage at the best price available. Give Shaq Parrish, Bruce Isaacs, or John Hess a call, 987-1861, or stop by the office at 1102 Main Street in Paris. Ask about the services available also at Indian Creek, where many of the major stakes winners, both here and abroad, first saw the light of day. Indian Creek has raised, boarded, and sold many of the world's finest thoroughbreds, and the Clay Ward Agency has insured many of the world's finest thoroughbreds. Indian Creek and the Clay Ward Agency, that's a winning combination.
Well, two colts from the first crop of Scat Daddy, Daddy Longlegs, and Daddy Knows Best are scheduled to compete in the Kentucky Derby today. Remarkable. Scat Daddy was the nation's number one ranked freshman sire in 2011. He was also the nation's leading sire of two-year-old winners with 29. Now with but two crops of racing age, including current two-year-olds, he ranks third on the North American sire list. Only his stablemate at Ashford stud, Giants Causeway, and the older Tappet rank above him. Giants Causeway is the sire of Creative Cause, who will go postward in today's Kentucky Derby as one of the favorites. A check of the general sire list shows that in 2012 through April 28, five of the top 18 sires were based at Ashford stud. Giants Causeway, Scat Daddy, Taylor the Cat, Deceased, Grand Slam, Fusichi Pegasus. And the Scat Daddy was far and away the nation's number one second crop sire. This bodes well for the future of the young stallions at Coomore's Ashford Stud, Cape Blanco, Dunkirk, Henry the Navigator, Looking at Lucky, Majestic Warrior, Munnings, Uncle Moe. Leading sires, potential leading sires, only at Coomore. All righty, we're going to get into those race calls in just a second. But first of all, I got to take care of my good friend David Schweitzer over the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association and plug the breeders of Kentucky Bred Stakes winners last weekend. And the Elkhorn Stakes winner point of entry was bred by the Fifth Stables. Let's see, the Derby Trial down at Churchill Downs, Grade 3 winner, Hierro, was bred by Sally Anderson. The Texas Mile, Grade 3. At Lone Star Endorsement, who's by Distorted Humor, by the way, bred by Kilroy Thoroughbred Partners. Let's see, the Grey Goose Breeders' Cup Stakes at Keenan. Upper Line won that. He's a Maria's Mon, bred by Stonerside Stables. The San Francisco Mile, Grade 3, winner, Hudson Landing, by another Maria's Mon, bred by Fred Allor. The Westchester Stakes at Belmont Park, to Honor and Serve, won that. And he was bred by Twin Creeks Farm Larry Byer and the Rancho San Miguel. Let me see what else we got here. The Inglewood Stakes out in California winner, Utopian, was bred by G. Watts Humphrey Jr. and Louise I. Humphrey. And moving right along, those were all graded stakes, incidentally. The Calder Oaks winner, Frolics Revenge was bred by Stride Right Racing Stables. And I think there's a couple more in here. Nah, that might have been it. Except for one in Italy, the Premio Paticelli, whatever you could say. Real Solution, the winner, and it was bred by, it was not the Italian breeders, it was bred by Ken Sarah Ramsey over in Jesmond County. It's a long way from Italia. All righty. Now we're going to start in, and Jackie, you want to end up on those things? You want to finish what you want to do? And then
okay,
we'll...
I just have a few. The next clinic presented by TOBA is June the 1st through the 3rd here in Lexington. It's a breeding clinic. Kentucky Dressage Association's warm-up show is May 24th through 27th at the Horse Park. Don't forget Sally Van will repair your trailer. Who could do it better? Bally High Show Stables having their first beginner and intermediate riders. I'm looking for a scholarship to go June 18th through the 22nd. Something for old ladies. Masterson Equestrian, May 12th, that's next weekend, is the Sayer School Show. May 16th through the 20th is the Bluegrass Classic Sheepdog Trial. Summer Bird Dressage Schooling starts every Wednesday in June. That's June the 6th. May 19th, Spring Civilian Equine Sensory Clinic at Masterson. This is one where you, the Lexington Mounted Police, try to desensitize your foolish horse and you, you foolish rider, so you won't fall apart and get run off with. How's that? You like
that?
That's
all right.
All right. That's all.
All righty. Well, now, let's see. I'm kind of digging out things out of the derbers around here. Let's go back to 1937. Just like yesterday.
Yeah, right.
Remember it well. It was a field of 20, believe it or not. Full field in 1937. And the favorite in the race at $1.60 to a dollar was War Admiral, who was War Admiral, of course, the son of Man of Water, Brush Up a Sweep, trained by George Conway and bred by Samuel D. Riddle. And this is Mr. Riddle's first starter in the Kentucky Derby. And without further ado, the call here is with Clem McCarthy. This is the 1937 Kentucky Derby. Let her rip.
When I spoke to you a few moments ago, War Admiral, the popular favorite, at least the majority of the crowd here like him. And then comes Reaping Reward. My goodness, I hadn't mentioned his name in 5 minutes. He's standing like a jelly. And they're off! All together! And Tom Poon got away well, and so did War Admiral on the inside. Spurgeon is coming across fast. War Admiral is going to set the pace up to them. It's as they come to me. It is War Admiral by a next field fly, trying to take the lead from him. Terry Hill has got good speed on the inside today. It's War Admiral as they set by the roaring crowd. War Admiral by a length, field fly, a second billionaire is third. Terry Hill is fourth, Spurgeon is fifth. Tom Poon is sixth on the outside. Got clear sailing, saving ground on the turn, and he's slipping through, and he's now fifth, and they're going into that turn, headed for the back stretch. They've run a little over a quarter of a mile. War Admiral is setting the pace by a length. Terry Hill is second. He'll fly a third. Billionaire is fourth. Tom Poon is fifth. Reaping Reward is at this stage far back and can't yet work his way through. Melodist is up there in sixth position and running very good. And down the back stretch, War Admiral is setting the pace. Kurtzinger is sending him right along, but he seems to have a little reserve. Terry Hill is second by a length. He'll fly a third. Tom Poon is fourth and in the clear. And Richards is sitting still with him so far, hasn't yet asked him to move. Melodist is fifth. Billionaire is dropping back. Military is trying to come fast on the inside. This is no move out of Reaping Reward, but there he goes on the outside. He's got to go round horses. And now, as they go round the far turn, War Admiral leads by a length. Terry Hill is second. And he'll fly, dropping back. So he'll fly, come again on the inside. It's Terry Hill is dropping back. And Tom Poon is moving up to the rush to challenge for the lead. War Admiral leads by 2 lengths. Tom Poon is second by a length. He'll fly is third. Reaping Reward is on the outside and coming like a house of fire. But Tom Poon is moving up on War Admiral. War Admiral went wide and carried Tom Poon out. Tom Poon is gone to the whip. But cursing it is to the whip on War Admiral. He looks to me like those two fight it out down the stretch. War Admiral has got enough lift. Tom Poon is driving hard and Tom Poon can't catch him. It's War Admiral. War Admiral by 2 lengths. War Admiral by 2 lengths. Tom Poon is second by 10 lengths. War Admiral is going to win it. There's something left. Gunsinger is looking over his shoulder, pulling up. War Admiral, the winner by 2 lengths. Tom Cruise, second by 10 lengths. Sweeping Reward, third by 4 lengths. Melody is fourth. Dean Schiffel was fifth. And Fort Campbell was sixth. And back of that, they were all bunched with Billionaire and Serdanian finishing 19th and 20th, and Bernard F. 18th. I know that Lyle Vann, that you've got a whole lot to talk about down there in that booth. And Lyle Vann, while I'm getting just a little bit of breath from cheering War Admiral home, down that stretch, no matter who it sounded like I was pulling for, I was pulling for anybody, somebody, the horse that's going to win it.
Oh, he was full of it, wasn't he? Interestingly enough, the horse that ran third that day, of course, Pompoon was second to War Admiral, was Reaping Reward. And Reaping Reward is a half-brother to the 1941 winner, Whirlaway. And, of course, Whirlaway went on to win the Triple Crown. And a field of 11 went to the post within that derby. We'll run one more and then take a break for some commercials. But let's go to 1941 Kentucky Derby, a field of 11. And the favorite in that race was Whirlaway at $2.90 to the buck. Second choice was the Woodvale Farms Our Boots, and who had beaten, I believe, Whirlaway in the Bluegrass Stakes. So let's move right without further ado. This is the 1941 Kentucky Derby.
And they're coming down to the half-mile pole at the end of the backstretch, and it's filled as toes floating along 2.5 lengths in front, with Blue Pair running surprisingly good on the inside. In second place, a half a length in front of Porter's Cap, and he's 4 lengths in front of Starator, the outsider, with Our Boots driving hard and failing, dropping back, and Whirlaway is now making his dash in fifth place. And they're rounding the turn, and it is Disposed and Porter's Cap at his head. Disposed by half a length, Porter's Cap has got him, and Blue Pair is right there. Whirlaway is coming on the inside, and if he don't get blocked, he'll give him an awful drive. And Starator is right there. Porter's Cap is under a drive, heading for home. And Disposed is still there. Blue Pair cut the corner. Whirlaway has the lead by half a length. Porter's Cap has gone to a drive. It's Whirlaway by half a length, but Disposed is not yet beaten. No, Whirlaway pulls away. They've got 200 yards to come, and it's Whirlaway by 2.5 lengths. Porter's Cap is in second place by 1/2 length, and on the inside, pocket wise, coming with a rush, but it's Whirlaway winning the race by 6 lengths.
All right, that was Whirlaway, of course, bred by Calumet, bred and owned by Calumet Farm, and was ridden by Eddie R. Carroll's. The horse that ran second, Starator, was ridden by Georgia Wolf. Irvin Anderson won, rode a third-place horse named Markets Wise.
Go ahead, what's fun about these is there was no TV then. This is how everybody in the world listened to the Derby.
That's right.
It's this call. It's amazing.
Yeah, I can remember when there was no TV.
I can remember when there was a little tiny TV with a round
screen. Okay. Well, First Defense, the young Grade 1 Stakes winner, and Grade 1 Stakes winner and Grade 1 sire Mizzimath stand at Judmont Farm. First Defense has a classic pedigree, but speed was his forte. Although he won stakes around two turns, his Grade 1 win came in the four-goal, going 7 furlongs, 1:21-2. He also sprinted 7 furlongs and 1:20-1 at Belmont. And 1:22 and 1 at Churchill. 6 furlongs and 1:09-2 the day he won the Grade 3 Jiper Stakes. He has speed in abundance. First Defense is one of 13 Grade 1 Stakes winners by Unbridled Song, the son of classic winner and classic sire Unbridled. And he's out of a Grade 1 Stakes winner by the Great Seattle Slough. And his dam's a half-sister to the classic winner Empire Maker. First Defense's first foals are 2-year-olds. Stands for 7,500 live foal. Mizzen Mass stud fee is $12,500. He has sired 3 Grade 1 Stakes winners. Off to a solid start again this year. Ms. Direction is one of the best distaffers on the West Coast. She's won graded stakes for 2 years in a row now. Ultimate Eagle is one that won Grade 2 Stakes this year after winning Grade 1 Stakes last year. And Lord Sinclair is a major stakes winner in France. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry. And see the website at judmont.com. Well, they ran 5 graded stakes at Churchill Downs yesterday, and runners raised on Macaulay products won 3 of them. Burton C. Jones, homebred, Believe You Can, won the big one, the Grade 1 $1 million Kentucky Oaks. The Grade 2 Ally Sheba went to Successful Dan, who was raised at Patton Wilkes Farm for breeders Mort Fink. And the Grade 2 La Troyne stakes went to Juanita, was raised by I-3 Chimneys Farm for breeder Padua Stables. All this following the victory of To Honor and Serve, who was bred by Twin Creeks Farm Larry Bauer and Rancho San Miguel in the Grade 2 Westchester Handicap at Aqueduct last weekend. Congratulations to all from their friends at McCauley Brothers. Week after week, runners raised on McCauley products walk into the winner's circle at major tracks from coast to coast and abroad as well. To join the winning team, just give Mike Warren or David Longmire a call, 873-3333, or stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. McCauley Brothers, where it's all about the horse. I want to say something kind about my good friend Jim Fitzgerald, who mowed the farm last week for me. Thank you, Jim. I do appreciate it. It's a beautiful job, as usual. And Jim's a good neighbor and a good friend. Owns Knock Griffin Farm over in Bourbon County, which is just down the road a piece from us. Jim, of course, is a top-flight horseman. Came up under the best and learned his lessons well. Been very successful in the horse business. Runs a lot of cattle, too. Does good with cattle, as far as that goes. He's got two farms, Knock Griffin, which is right close to us, and Harper's Island, which isn't too far from us. And he does boarding and sales prep and sales, either private or public, doesn't make any difference. Rehab, just anything that you need, he can help you. Got quality farm help. He wouldn't have anything but the best. And not only that, he'd just give you some good common sense advice. And say somebody you can trust if you're thinking about getting into the horse business or you're in it and you're not doing too well. Well, go talk to Jim and he can help you out. Or go to his website. It's knockgriffinfarm.com. I'll spell that for you. K-N-O-C-K-G-R-I-F-F-I-N farm.com. That's Jim Fitzgerald. Here's his phone number over in Bourbon County, 987-8032. All righty, let's go back to the Kentucky Derby. Let's go to 1943 now, and the next Triple Crown winner was Count Fleet. And this call also by Clem McCarthy. So if you're ready down there, Mary Jane, let's have at it.
They got away together, and there was a mix-up right there at the start when Count Fleet came over rapidly, and Dove Pie was caught in that slight jam. Now, no naked gold shower on the outside. He's stepping to the front. He's got a half a length lead. Blue Swords on the inside is second, and in Burnt Court is lying third, and Count Fleet, with Johnny Longdon taking no chances, driving him right through in the middle, is him now in third place. They're going to the turn, and it's Gold Shower on the lead by 3/4 of a length. Count Fleet is in second place. Longdon, taking no chances with him, is second. Burnt Court is third on the outside, and Blue Sarge is 2 lengths away in 4th place. And right after them, we've got Amberlight back there in 5th place so far, being outrun. Slide Rule is in 6th. And while I'm talking to you, Count Fleet is going up and challenging Gold Shower for the lead. He is out to set a new record today if he can do it. And he's going to the front with a crowd roaring down here. Already, with only half a mile gone, Count Fleet is stepping on the lead by 2 lengths. Gold Shower is tired in 2nd place, 3 lengths in front of Blue Sarge. And now Slide Rule is moving through on the inside, and he's going up to get 3rd place. They're going up very fast on Count Fleet. Count Fleet is now only 2 lengths in front. Gold Shower is 2nd by a length. Slide Rule on the inside is 3rd. Blue Sarge is 4th. And on the outside, Amberlight is making his challenge. The others are driving hard and beaten. It is Amberlight coming fastest of anybody. And Count Fleet is now only a length in front. Blue Sarge is making a challenge at him. But Johnny Longdon said, come on. And Count Fleet pulled away in those 2 strides to open a gap of 2.5 lengths as they come back to the starting point. And only 400 yards now to come. Count Fleet is 2.5, almost 3 lengths in the lead. Slide Rule cut that corner, driving hard on the inside to get to 2nd place. Longdon has taken 2 flashes over his shoulder, but that Blue Sarge is a game horse. He's making 1 more challenge at him, and Longdon is taking no chances. He's swinging the whip at Count Fleet, but Count Fleet is safe. Count Fleet is home for the Kentucky Derby with 150 yards to come. 50 yards, and it's Count Fleet easing up by 3 lengths. Blue Sarge is 2nd by 5 lengths. Slide Rule is 3rd by 8 lengths. Amberlight is 4th. Sang Cup is 5th. Dove Pie is 6th. No Wrinkles is 7th. Gold Shower is 8th. Modest Lad is 9th. And Burnt Court was 10th in the race.
Count Fleet, of course, bred by John D. Hertz. He was by Ray Count, who won the Kentucky Derby 1928 out of a haste mare. And, well, he was bred by Mrs. Hertz, I'll make that correct. Johnny Longdon rode him. Let's see, Blue Swords ran second, Slide Rule, Amberlight was my pilot. I remember him real well. Mean Son of a Gun, he was bred by Dixiana. And interestingly enough, the horse that ran last that day was Burnt Cork, was owned by Rochester of Jack Benny fame.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Let's go to the next derby. I picked out the 1946 Kentucky Derby, which was our next Triple Crown winner, Assault. Of course, it was bred and owned by the King Ranch. One of my all-time favorite horses ran second that day. Spy Song led all the way, but he couldn't handle Assault. Hampton ran third. Should have been second to his rider, misjudged the finish line at the 16th pole, J.D. Jessup, and stood up, but got back down and finished third on the horse. Just got beat ahead for second. But anyway, Assault, of course, by Bold Venture, bred by the King Ranch and owned by the King Ranch. And so this is the... Assault is the 1946 Kentucky Derby, and Clem McCarthy once again.
Straighten out, steady. Lord Basil, won't you behave? You insist. They're off, and they got away, and there was a bumping match right at the start, and Lord Basil got clear, but he didn't get clear. No. Yes, he is. Now he's clear. He's all right. And he's on the inside, and Knockdown is right beside him. And they're going to come by the stand here with Lord Basil. And Spy Song is stepped by him, and now Spy Song is on the lead. It is Spy Song coming to the stand in the lead by a length and a half. And it is Knockdown in second place. Rippy is fighting for third. And on the inside, Dark Jungle got through on the inside and is third. Spy Song is cutting out the pace around the turn by a length and a half, with Knockdown second and Dark Jungle third. Rippy is fourth, Assault is fifth, Hampton is sixth and can't get going. And on the outside, it is now We Admiral moving up very strongly and going into sixth place, and they're straightening into the backstretch. Spy Song is sailing along a length and a half in front. Johnny Longdon sitting very quiet. And on the inside, Dark Jungle, a long shot, is running a surprising race. Assault on the inside is look out, you're in tight quarters, boy. But you're going to get pinched back. Spy Song is still out there by a length and a half. And Big Knockdown is not giving him any chance to get away. He's hanging right to him. And they're going into the far turn. And now Knockdown is asking Spy Song to race. And on the outside, Hampton is moving very fast and going up there challenging for the position. Assault is on the inside in fourth place, and it looks like they're going to fight it out. Alamond is coming up from the rear. Out and now, it is still Spy Song, and Knockdown is coming at him. They're coming to the mile post. They're at the mile, right back where they started. Spy Song is still there, fighting gamely by a length and a half. It looks like Assault will be the horse to beat down the stretch. He's holding ground on the inside, but driving hard. It's anybody's race. Assault cut that last corner and got through on the inside, and is up to Spy Song, and in front. Assault is pulling away and leading now by two lengths with a tremendous burst of speed. Knockdown is hanging, and Spy Song is hanging on gamely, and coming through behind Spy Song is Lord Boswell, but too late. And the winner, galloping as he pleases, by very close to seven lengths, is Assault. In second place, Spy Song. Hampton finished on the outside to get third place. Lord Boswell was fourth, Knockdown was fifth, Alamon was sixth, Dark Jungle was seventh, Bob Murphy was eighth. And the last horse to finish, as you might expect, was Kendor.
That was Denzel Hollingsworth, Mrs. Denzel Hollingsworth horse, Kendor, that he was talking about. Assault. I won that race by eight lengths. And Spy Song, what a wonderful horse he was. Finished second, led all the way. He was out of a mare named Matt O'Hara, who had run fourth in Cavalcade's Kentucky Derby. And like her son Spy Song, she led most of the way. She led deep into the stretch and just got beat two lengths for all the money by Cavalcade and Discovery. And I forget who was third that day. But anyway, she was a wonderful race mare, Matt O'Hara. All righty, let's see, what time is it? Time to take another commercial break, and then we'll come back and do another race that I remember very well, the 1947 Kentucky Derby. Well, De Hare, I think I've done, no, I'm right. De Hare is a Grade 1 stakes winner. His sire a Grade 2 stakes winner. And his Grade 2 stakes winner is one of only five named foals in his first small test crop. It was retired late in the season. Not only that, but from three starters, another has won in allowance company and placed in graded stakes, and the third as a starter has a second and a third and down at the fairgrounds. It's going to win pretty soon. So DeHare's first test crop stakes winner is Gypsy Robin, who won the Grade 2 Beaumont Stakes right out here at Keeneland, a race she won by three widening lengths. The Beaumont was her first start this year. She won her first start last year, also at Keeneland, won by seven, and then ended up her season by taking the Sorority Stakes up at Monmouth Park in her last start at two. So here you have a young Grade 1 Stakes winner, DeHare, and a proven sire with a great pedigree. He's one of 11 Grade 1 Stakes winners by Awesome Again. Of course, Awesome Again, the only Breeders' Cup Classic winner to sire a Breeders' Cup Classic winner. And he's out of a mare that has produced two Grade 1 Stakes winners. And DeHare stands for 7,500 live foal. Now, there's a bargain sire for you. Get in touch with Stallion Manager Ken Barnes over at Shadwell Farm. See the website, shadwellfarm.com. Well, Moit Shirazi, who I saw here just earlier today, is a very high percentage trainer. Just about, I tell you what, almost everything he runs finishes on the board. And like I say, he's a high percentage trainer out here. Moit does very well with problem horses. He's got a reputation for being able to straighten out problem horses, but he'd like to get some horses, you know, that aren't problems, where he could wouldn't spend a whole lot of time, correcting things and just get into training. He's been around for, well, put it this way, his family's been involved in horse racing over 100 years. He used to ride races about 50, 60 pounds ago. He's a UK grad, spent 10 years in farm management. He's worked at places like Lane's End, Pace and Stud. He operates Shirazi Bloodstock, incidentally, over in Paris, Kentucky. Seasons appraisal, what everything, sales, the usual things that a bloodstock agent can do. That's S-H-I-R-A-Z-I, Shirazi Bloodstock. I'll give you his website here in just a minute. It's a little unusual website. But he's a good guy. He's a straight shooter, a high-percentage trainer, and he knows the business from the ground up. He would like to upgrade his racing stable. So if you're looking for a trainer out here at the Thoroughbred Center, you want to race around here, get in touch with him. I'm going to give his website now. It's bronkbusters.com. He came about that because he got his reputation of taking care of problem horses, tough horses. He's got a lead pony out here that he just bought for a dollar. Was a bit of a rogue, and he's working on him out here now, and he's got him going pretty good. So anyway, here's his website. His name is Moit Shirazi. The website is bronkbusters.com, bronkbusters.com. And Moit will do a good job for you. He's got some nice horses running right now. And so get in touch with Moit if you want somebody that you can trust to train your horse out here. Now, Windstar Farm is next. Tis Now, the big horse sire. And Tis Now's most recent big horse, Gemologist, goes in the Kentucky Derby today. In his last start, he won the Wood Memorial in a refuse-to-lose style, reminiscent of his sire. Jay Pribman wrote in the Daily Racing Form that he reminded me of his sire, the way he idled once in front and then rebroke when challenged. Well, that's called heart, and that's what's earned Tis Now a place in the Hall of Fame. Tis Now has passed on that will to win to many of his progeny, including his stablemate at Windstar Farm, and that's Colonel John. Colonel John won the Grade 1 Travis on the dirt at Saratoga, won the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby on artificial. Sprinted a mile of 132-3 to win the Wicker Stakes on grass. He was a Grade 1 performer at 2, 3, and 4 every year he raced. He earned over $1,779,000. Colonel John's been popular with breeders. He covered 135 mares in 2010, 128 last year, first foals of yearlings. You see them at the major auctions, and you're going to like what you see. Colonel John stands for $15,000, doing the foal stands and nurses. Tis Now's fee is $75,000 under the same terms. Inquiries to Jerry Duffy or Jenny Barnett and see the website at windstarfarm.com.
I
I got the horse right here. The name is Paul Revere. And here's a guy that says if the weather's clear, can do, can do.
All righty. Now, the 1947 Kentucky Derby was the first one I ever attended in person. And I went down there with my parents. And it was one of the better derbies, incidentally. So let's field of 13 went to the post with there, and the favorite that day at 2-1 was Phalanx, who raced for Mr. C.V. Whitney, went on to win the Belmont Stakes. But without further ado, this is the 1947 Kentucky Derby. Once again, Clem McCarthy.
Steady now. Get your legs straight there. They're off, and they got away together. Phalanx was in the clear, all right. There was hardly any interference. About the only horse that could drop that quickly was Escalator. Now Jet Pilot on the outside is being shot right to the front. And at about 200 yards, that Jet Pilot is showing the way. And right behind him is Bulletproof. And as they come to us, it is Jet Pilot showing the way by a length and a half. And in second place now is Hound Trust, showing surprising speed, galloping in second place. Double J on the inside is third. Cosmic Bomb is fourth, and having a hard time in on the tight going around the lower turn. It is still that horse out there going right to it. And Jet Pilot showing by a length and a half. And in second place, Hound Trust galloping very easily, showing surprising speed. Cosmic Bomb is still third. And Double G is fourth. And then comes in order Faultless. And Liberty Road is well up there. The others, Phalanx, is in last place. Phalanx is now 13th in the field. It is still Jet Pilot showing the way by one length and a half. On Trust is second. Cosmic Bomb is third. Double J is fourth. Now Phalanx is in 10th place and going up fast and passing horses one after another. Jet Pilot is beginning to tire. On Trust is coming to him. They've got 3/8 of a mile, 600 yards to come. And it is Jet Pilot by a length and a half. And in second place is On Trust. He's beginning to hang, and coming through on the inside is Faultless. Phalanx is now in 6th place on the outside. Cosmic Bomb is coming again, but Jet Pilot is still on the lead with 1/4 mile to come. But on the outside is Faultless coming past the ball. And as they straighten away, Jet Pilot, On Trust, Faultless, Cosmic Bomb, Phalanx, and coming through on the inside is Star Reward. It's going to be a driving finish, but they haven't got Jet Pilot yet. Jet Pilot is pulling away, and they haven't got him. Nobody's going to get him. Jet Pilot is going to be the winner. It's going to be close, but Jet Pilot is going to... No! On the up! Jet Pilot is the winner by a head. Phalanx is second by a neck. Faultless is third by a length. Untrusted fourth. Cosmic Bomb is fifth. Well, that Phalanx came with one of the most terrific rushes in the last 100 yards. He didn't appear to have a chance at the 16th hole. Was in 6th place. And suddenly he wore down and got to it. Now it's a photo finish.
All right, well, he called it right. Jet Pilot won it. He was bred by Mr. A.B. Hancock Sr. and Mrs. R.A. Van Cleef. And was by Blenheim, the second out of the great producer Black Wave. And Phalanx ran second, race for Mr. C.V. Whitney. He went on to win the Belmont Stakes. Calumet Farms Faultless ran third, and he won the Preakness. Great race. I remember it like it was yesterday. Moving right along, I want to get a couple more in here if I have time. And the next one, I think I could have called. that was Citation's Derby. Of course, Citation ran 1-2 with Cold Town. Citation, Cold Town, Calumet ran 1-2 with Citation in Cold Town, but R. Carroll was on Citation, and Pearson rode Cold Town. So let's go to this. This is the 1948 Kentucky Derby once again with Mr. Clem McCarthy.
And they're off, and they got away to a good start with a little bumping. Grand Pierre bumped into Billings. He bumped into My Request, but My Request recovered quickly on the outside. Cold Town over there on the inside is trying to outrun Citation. Grand Pierre is trying to outrun them both. But as they come to us, it's going to be Cold Town showing the way. Cold Town, with Jockey Pearson sitting still on him, is a length and a half in the lead. Grand Pierre from California is second by 3 lengths. Citation is back in third place. Billings is now third. Escadrew is trying to get third, and he got through on the inside to get into third place. And My Request is the last horse as they go around that turn. And it is Cold Town breezing along in front by 4 lengths. He's as fast as they said he was. citations now moving up to challenge Grand Prix. Escadrille is in fourth place, and My Request going up fast on the outside is now in fourth place himself. And so into the backstretch, it is Old Town showing the way by 5 lengths, Moon Nugget 4 lengths, with citation second by 2.5, and My Request is driving hard to get third place. Billings is sticking to him. The last horse in the race is Escadrille, and now Grand Prix has dropped back out of the race and is beaten. Going around the far turn, and Cold Town shows no sign of weakening so far. He's only 3.5 in front now, by 3.5, and Citation is coming up to him. Citation is second, 4 lengths in front of My Request, who is battling with Billings for third place. It's a two-horse race at the stage, ladies and gentlemen. It is Cold Town and Citation. Cold Town is still there by 2.5, and Citation has gone to work to catch him, and he is catching him. He's got him. At the head of the stretch, Citation is up to him, and they're turning for home. Cold Town and Citation head and head, and it looks like Eddie Arcaro has got his derby. They're coming in there just like they were the enemy, riding each other close. And it is Citation coming to the front. He's everything they said he was. He's going to win with his ears pricking. It is Citation by 2, pulling away. And the other horse, Cold Town, is hanging on gamely, but that's all he can do is hang on gamely to be second. Citation wins this derby just as he pleases, his ears pricking, Arcaro smiling to himself, and Citation is home the winner by 3.5 lengths, with Cold Town second, 3.5 in front of My Request, who is 2.5 in front of Billings. And it was very close for last place, and I think Grand Prix was fifth with Escadrille sixth.
Well, Cold Town had gone into the Derby off of victory, and a very impressive victory in the Bluegrass Stakes, and Arcaro was sitting on the fence, which one should I ride? And Mr. Ben Jones, of course, told him, said, well, you better ride Citation. Said he'd beat anything he'd see, and ain't nothing wrong with his eyesight. So he chose the right horse that time. Well, let me take my last break here, and maybe we can squeeze one more in. Lion of David is a Grade 1 Stakes winner by Lionheart, a leading freshman sire, and the second-ranked sire of two-year-old winners in 2011, with 27, three of them stakes winners. He's the sire of three 2012 stakes winners, undefeated Agave Kiss, winner of three stakes, including the Grade 3 Cicada, Good Morning Diva, winner of the Call to Derby, King and Crusader, winner of the Jimmy Wickenfield Stakes up at the Aqueduct. Lionheart, his sire, Taylor the Cat, and grandsire Stormcat of each side the winners of Breeders' Cup races. Now, the Lion of David led all the way to win the Grade 1 Arkansas Derby over Crackfield, which included three other Grade 1 stakes winners, at the direct expense of Super Saver, who won the Derby in his next start. Lion of David went into the Arkansas Derby off two straight one-mile wins at Santa Anita, 134-4, 135, and he was equally adept on dirt or grass. Out of a Grade 1 producer from the female family of the great Mr. Prospector, Lion of David's first foals are receiving rave reviews, and he's standing his second season stud for $7,500, doing the foal stands and nurses, Spendthrift Farm. Inquiries to Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, Sean Fell, and Ned Toffey, 294-0030, and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com.
To succeed at the races, you need an advantage. That edge is Brisnet.com. Racing's number one website has the value-added information no one else has. In-depth trainer staff, detailed pedigree data, risk, class, pace, and speed ratings, free membership, handicapping contests, exciting monthly giveaways. For a true picture of how the race will be run, discover Brisnet.com, the official data source of the Kentucky Derby.
Well, Equine Savings Doc program is a program you ought to check into. It's easy to use, saves you up to 28% off products like commercial mowing equipment from two of the industry leaders, Toro and Exmark. And here's how you can get in touch with Equine Savings. Of course, you can go to the website, equinesavings.com, or hear the numbers. Local number is 502 area code 863-6000, or toll-free 877-905-0004. They have Equine Savings is a simple pricing program, one straightforward price for everybody. No coupons, no hassle, just the best mowers at the best prices. These products that they're offering here are open to all members of all breeds and disciplines. And if you're in the horse business, they want to hear from you. And, Toro and Exmark, they sponsor, farmpaint.com, that's farmpaint.com, and paint and coatings of choice at many of the top farms, including your drive-by daily, including my little farm down in Bourbon County. We just use that paint, very pleased with it. Arbico Organic Pest Control, Commonwealth Technology for your copier, your fax or scanner. There's a lot of other products. It doesn't cost you anything to join Equine Savings. There's no coupons. There's no had-dos, no hassles. Just real savings. They give back to the industry. So get in touch with them. Once again, here are the numbers, 502-863-6000 or 877-905-0000. Four. What am I going to do?
I'm heading down the highway.
Righty. I'm going to do, we've got time for one more race. So let's do the 1953 Kentucky Derby. And we've got a new announcer this time, Fred Coppicello. And this is Dark Stars Derby. So let's have at it, Mary Jane.
Troll, the fast horse out in the middle of the track. Finnegan moving up right alongside. After that, it's Troilus with Tommy Lee. Sword Dancer on the far outside. Along the inside, it's Atoll. Coming by the stand, it's Troilus with Tommy Lee right alongside, battling head and head. Atoll on the inside, third. Sword Dancer fourth. Open View fifth. Finnegan is sixth. A gap of two lengths. And Festival King is seventh. Silver Spoon eighth. First Landing ninth. On the far side, Royal Orbit is 10th. Our Dad 11th. Easy Spur 12th. After that, it's the Chosen One 13th. With Guns 14th. Die Hard is 15th. And there comes Rico Tapio in 17th position. That's Troilus on the backstretch now getting a length lead. But Tommy Lee is moving right alongside and challenging. It's Sword Dancer now heading head for third with Atoll, as Atoll stablemate Open View is close at hand in fifth position. Finnegan is sixth and First Landing begin to move along the inside under the urging of Eddie R. Carroll. A gap of three lengths, and it is Festival King 7th. Far outside, it is Easy Spur. They swing around and turn. It's Tommy Lee getting the lead. A Sword Dancer from the Grip Beach stable moves up now to challenge. And Atoll is third. Finnegan is the strong horse coming on fourth with First Landing. And after that, it is the Heart Festival King. Now they're coming toward the top of the stretch, and it's Sword Dancer and Tommy Lee battling head and head for the lead. Finnegan coming on third. First Landing has to go wide fourth. On the outside, it's Open View fifth. After that, it's Dunks. Now they've only got an eighth of a mile to go, and whipping and driving, it's Sword Dancer going away by a half a length with Tommy Lee on the inside. First Landing coming on, but can't catch this Sword Dancer. Now they've only got a 16th of a mile to go, and it's Sword Dancer still in front. As they go over the finish line, it's a head-and-head battle. It's Tommy Lee on the inside to win it by a head. Sword Dancer was second, and First Landing was third.
Well, nobody wanted to hear Native Dancer get beat again by Dark Star anyway, so we went straight to one of the great dobies of all time, Tommy Lee's win. Tommy Lee by Tudor Minstrel, bred by, owned by Mr. and Mrs. Frank Turner Jr. He was bred in England. But I've got about 2 minutes here. I'm going to leave you with this.
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
This. I love this.
All right. This was, I hope my voice will get me through this. This is from the 1929 daily running horse. It's called Reunion. Trooping again to the downs today, to the city at the falls, and the north comes, and the east comes, and the west when the derby calls, with the old south, and the new south, and the far south meeting, the glad hand, and the true smile, and the wide arm greeting, a gay throng, and a glad throng, from many lands they hail, but the downs has made them one today at the end of the derby trail, and the rich are there, and the much too poor, all the wide earth's breeding, and the derby field parading by with a proud horse leading, and the many-colored jackets fill in the warm south breeze, the green and the wine-dark purple and the lavender sash and cerise. But the track is widened side by side with that proud crew striding is a ghostly throng that floats along with a little red horse guiding. Trooping again to the downs today, out of old history's stalls, trooping out of the living past, they hear when the derby calls. What is it you say? You don't see them? Is it just my dreaming? Those restive steeds with the bright flanks and the great eyes gleaming. Trooping back to the downs today, the phantom field is there. Back to the downs, the ghosts have come to greet the one to wear the derby wreath when the day is done and give him fellow greeting, for none wear that but the strong of limb, them, and the stout heart beating. That takes care of it today. I think they're playing a bye-bye. Go ahead, Jackie.
You know we can bet out here today at the training center.
Right.
On the Derby. And this show will be up on the Internet later.
Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week.